Assist yourself. Inner Speak Message, July 11th, 2012. Yesterday, while walking around the neighborhood near 6 o'clock in the evening, I found myself, once again, consciously spreading light. The hotel's internet connection remained disabled for the day, so there was no way to check private weather reports, but it was a beautiful day for a walk in South Florida. Lightning struck in the distance as I watched a small cloud form miles away from the hotel near midnight. The lightning looked much further away toward the beach in the east. Each time I woke as I looked out the six-story window, lightning lit up the sky. It seemed rather odd to see the lightning for such a long period of time, over the course of 4 hours, upon waking again after 4 a.m. The wind had picked up when I woke again near sunrise, and as I closed the window, a fleeting image came to me. It was some type of weather manipulation device seen the day before in a science fiction movie I happened upon while taking a break from finishing the last book. Intuition told me the movie wasn't really science fiction, as skies grew hazy in the distance. The following message came when I woke after 9 o'clock in the morning to hear rain beating upon the windows. There will be assistance programs for those in need. Pay them no mind, for they are designed to enslave you. The greedy cabal know that many will seek these programs, as the great storms caused by these entities make it difficult for people to live. You must form communities of wholeness and peace on your own. Live off the land and barter for your goods. This is the way humanity shall prosper in the future on your earth, for it is the way you began before the greedy cabal took over. This is a necessary occurrence for those wishing, striving to become more in tune with all that is. The freedom you seek is already yours, in all aspects. You have only to seek the wholeness within to find and secure it. Those wishing to enslave humanity for all time are but aspects of yourself, reaching out in the darkness of their own illusion. Paying no heed to their game of enslavement, you bring these aspects closer to the truth of your being. Remember, everything is energy, and energy flows where attention goes. The more people that pay attention to enslavement, the more humanity sinks down into the mire of disappointment. Let this not be the case in your small mind of one, but continue to reach for the higher vibrating energies of wholeness, peace, love, and joy, prosperity, and truth. As things come to a head on your earth, all these unnecessary occurrences will fall away quickly as people realize their own power to change the world in which they live. Having nothing will create a void that soon fills with the beauty of everything whole. This message reminds me of many free offers from guest services here at the complex I checked into 11 days ago. 2 telephone calls, 2 written notices slipped under the door, and 2 explanations from timeshare representatives became intrusive. Intuition informed me while listening to the first free offer that all was not as it seemed. Is nothing sacred anymore? When did things change to the point where people accept free offers that, in essence, are not free? The timeshare offer includes gifts ranging from a free buffet meal and beach bag to money off the cost of inflated services. But to get these things, one has to take a tour, sit in a talk, or fill out a survey. Why not offer these things as what they are, payment for my valuable time? Remember, everything is energy, and consciousness drives that energy to make the world we live in. This world will blossom into the Garden of Eden we once knew as more people awaken to the truth of their own power and stop feeding these types of discarnate energies.